Exclusive. Former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish. A fighter will defeat the left in 2022. By Jacob Bliss on September 11, 2021. Former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish. A Republican running in Wisconsin's gubernatorial race against Governor Tony Evers. D. In the 2022 midterms, told Breitbart News Saturday that a fighter will defeat the radical left. Host Matthew Boyle, Breitbart News's Washington political editor, spoke to Clefish about her time as the state's lieutenant governor, how she defeated the left's radicals once before and how she will do it again in the gubernatorial race next year in the fast-approaching midterms. Regarding Biden's new mandate on businesses requiring employees to get the Chinese coronavirus vaccine, Clefish mentioned that governors across the country should respect the people's wishes in their state, which Evers clearly has not done. She also criticized what Evers did during the pandemic by saying he shut down the whole economy. And then when tens of thousands of Wisconsinites inevitably lost their jobs because he shut their companies down, he couldn't even be bothered to pick up the phone at the Department of Workforce Development when people wanted to get unemployment insurance. Boyle asked Clefish about how she defeated the left when she was in office, and they were occupying the state capitol building in 2011. They taunted my children and husband, they issued death threats against former Wisconsin Gov. Scott Walker and me, they banged their drums. They were screaming and had their boo-boozilos, she said. They tried to interrupt absolutely every public event we ever did. It was terrifying times in the Wisconsin state capitol. And the whole time, I was going through chemotherapy for colon cancer. It was a very challenging time. But we knew that we were right on the policy, that it would save jobs and save money, and it would preserve our pension viability. And we did. We did it. And we've now saved $15 billion. But those protesters try to recall us for simply doing our jobs. And they occupied the state capitol. And they threatened us, and we stood up against them. The former lieutenant governor said the radical left was doing this to her and Walker since they were the elected officials doing what was right, noting that there were a few people that were helping her through everything. And there were those few people who came to my rescue and made sure that I had the resources and support that I needed because we were facing separate recall elections, she said. If the governor had won his and I had not won mine, they put up the head of the firefighters union against me. Can you imagine every single moment the governor might have stepped his foot outside the state? This character would have declared himself governor, tried to undo every good that we had done. And so it was so important that we win the people of Wisconsin. The people of America truly rallied to our side. And they can again, just going to RebeccaForGovernor.com and helping in this battle against this same leftist ideology that is trying right now, desperate to take over the state of Wisconsin, to take over this country. And Wisconsin, a presidential bellwether state, is one of the last lines of defense. Moving to talk about the fast-approaching midterms, Clefish told Boyle that we're going to win and not just the governorship in Wisconsin but the House of Representatives, which will retire House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, once and for all. However, she said, in order to win, we will only win with the same amount of passion and unity that we had in 2012. When they defeated the recalls, and so we're going to need to channel all of that into 2022. She added. There are people who will say you cannot do it, there's no way. Arguing that point, she said, I've done things before that people have told me I cannot do. I was part of the Tea Party movement. I was an outsider. So I couldn't win lieutenant governor, and I beat the establishment by 21 points. In order to become lieutenant governor, I was told that I was too sick to continue in my race because I had cancer. And I was in the hospital. And I got out of the hospital on election day, just in time to go vote for myself. And then there were the people who told me that we couldn't win because the protesters had this massive organized recall. But you know, that people actually not only got behind Scott Walker, but also got behind me, but it is that passion that is going to enable us to do this again in Wisconsin. We're going to do it again in the United States Congress as well. We only need 5 seats. One of them will come from Wisconsin, she said. Congressman Ron Kind is so scared of former Navy SEAL, Derek Van Orden, who narrowly lost last time, that he just threw up his hands an old white flag and said, I quit. I'm not going to even run again. We're going to take that seat in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. And we're going to take 4 other seats across this country. We're going to retire Nancy Pelosi permanently. And we are going to win back the governor's office in Wisconsin with a fighter. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter at JacobBliss.